the Rambam, Perik Aleph from Kriyas Malachi, read, HaKoris Acha Sholosh Shos Bayom, Afilo Haya Onus, Lo Yotzi Dechov as Kriyas Maba Onoso, Ela Rehu Kakoira Betoira, Mavarach Lefanel Lachra, Kol Hayom, Afilo Icha Vakova Acha Sholosh Shos. So the Rambam says that Birkas Kriyashma can be said even after Gimel Shos, because he's Kakoira Betoira, and he doesn't lose the opportunity to say Kriyas Shema with the brachas all day. So, but Yevet, your mitzvah Kriyas Shema can be fulfilled, it would seem, all day. The Kesef Mishnah interprets that the Rambam holds that with Yeraisa, the Zman of Kriyas Shema is really till the end of the day, because he interprets Bukumecha, not the time the people getting up, but the time, the whole day, that people are awake. Just as we interpret B'shoch B'chot to mean B'shosh B'nei Odom, when the time the people are sleeping, or going to sleep, the time that's, and therefore it's the entire night. So commensurately also, Kriyas Shema during the day is not limited to 3 hours, but it goes throughout the entire day. However, the words of the Kesef Mishnah are offhand against the Lashon of the Rambam, because the Rambam says there in Halach Yud Aleph, Ezu hiv zmana bayom, mitzvosu sheyaschil likros kodem haneitz hachama, vim iche vekora krishma acha shetala hashamesh, yotzi dechavoso, shonoso ad sov sholos shos bayom, lemisha ova v'iche. It seems that if a person was ma'acher, responded after the time of the Vesikin of Mishitala HaShemesh, he can say it till 3 hours. But beyond that, the Sosman Kriyashma ends after 3 hours, not as the Kesef Mishnah suggests, all day. So the Rav explained to explain the Rambam that there are two halachas to the mitzvah Kriyashma. There are two kiyumim. One is the mitzvah of Kabbalos Omach HaShemayim, which is learned from the pasuk v'dibata bam b'shivtch v'sechel and so on v'goyim v'shefru kumecha. This kiyum is fulfilled only at the time of shchiv and kima. But beyond that, there's another kiyum in the mitzvah kriyishma, and that is a mitzvah of shinun, of Talmud Torah, and that's learned from the pasuk v'shinan b'venecha. And this kiyum, the Rambam is of the opinion that it's not limited only to shashchiva and kima, and therefore it's not limited only to 3 hours in the day in the morning, during the day, but this kiyum, which is an independent kiyum, extends the entire day. And the mokka for this yisoid of the Rambam is the Gemara here, and Afyuram and Beis, Tanya Nami Hachi, Hakori Mikanva Eilach Lohivsit Ka Adam Shekoiri Batara, Av Mavarachu Shtaim Lefanev Shtaim Lachrer. So the Rambam interprets that there are the 3 hours is for the kiyum of the kiyum of Kriyas Shema of Dibata Bam. And so even though after Zman, after Gimel Shoch, it's no longer the Zman Kima, and no longer Vukumecha. However, there's another kiyum of that, which is a kiyum d'oraisa of Talmud Torah, which is linked to the kiyum Shinun, which is of Talmud Torah, which is extends the entire day, and that's learned from the Shinantam. And that is not dependent on Shashchiva and Kima. And that's what the Rambam says when he says, Lo hifsid ka odom shekoyu b'Torah, he doesn't mean the general kiyum of Talmud Torah. He means the specific kiyum of Talmud Torah, which is a dimension of Kabbalos Olam Achus Shemayim. And this is clear from the Rashbo here on Daf, the Rashbo here on the Sugi here on Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Rashbo says, that the Gemara says, "Am Reb Mani Godol Hakori Kriyas Shema Ba'Onoso Yosu Miha Osek B'Toyra Midiktani Hakori Mikan VeElach Lo Hifsid KeAdam Hakori B'Toyra Mechlal DeKori Ba'Onoso Oduf." So, if you say Kriyas Shema Ba'Onoso in its time, that's better. But there's also kiyum of Osek B'Toyra the entire day, And to interpret this Maimer of Emani, the Rashba quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shumba Yechai, Kagon Anu, Shanu Oiskim, Batam, Torah, Afilo, Kriyashma, Ein Anu Mafsikim. Rabbi Yochanan Ama, Al Game, Kagon Anu, Shain Anu Oiskim, Batam, Torah, Afilo, Tfilo, Anu Mafsikim. In other words, but according to Rabbi Shumba Yechai, if it's Torasum Naso, so he doesn't have to be Mafsik for Kriyashma. Because he fulfills it through the Torah that he learns when it's Torasum Omnaso. As is explained in the Yerushalmi, that the Reb Shimon Yochai's opinion that a person who's Torasum Omnaso is potter from Kriyashma, because the mitzvah's Kriyashma itself is a special kiyum of Shinun of Talmud Torah, and therefore we're not mevatel shinum ibnei shinun. And this is different than all other mitzvahs, because all other mitzvahs, Torah doesn't part to other mitzvahs, but Reb Shimon Chai is saying, here by Torah, we do it because that's part and parcel of the mitzvah's kriyishma. So on this halacha, the Yerushalmi is, and Shimon Yochai, the aim of Atlan Shinu and the Shinun, the Yerushalmi says, "Hatanya Kamei Mekanva Eilech Lo Hifsid Ka Adam Shekori BaTorah, Haba Onasok Fiva He Yosem Midivay Torah." But you see that when you say it Bizmana before the Gimel Shals, it's more Chaviv than Divay Torah. So Reb Yudin says, "Reb Shimon Yochai, Ayedei Shaya Chorid BeDivay Torah Lefikach Einach Fiva All of Yosem Midivay Torah." So the Kiyum of Reb Shimon Yochai's learning, which was Torasum Naso, therefore that's the equivalent of Kriyashma. But we see that Kriyashma is a mitzvah, is a specific mitzvah within mitzvah. The Kriyashma is a special mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that kiyum of Talmud Torah by Reb Shimon Yochai mitoch shayachorah b'divrei Torah lefikach. The Kriyashma, and therefore his Kriyashma, his learning was the equivalent of the kiyum of Kriyashma. In other words, that dimension of Kriyashma. I mentioned before that the Rambam also says why the first parsha of Shema comes first. The Rambam says Yeshlo Avos Yehudo Avosu VaTamudo Shehu HaIkar HaGodol SheHakol Tolui Bo. That Talmud Torah itself is part of the kiyum of Kriyashma and Kabbalos Olmachus Shemayim. The Rav quoted that Reb Chaim said in interpreting this Yerushalmi that. The Yerushalmi says that the reason you can't be yoytze through Shemei Ka'oina, everybody has to be say it themselves. Shekol Ech Ve'Echa Meshanim Befiv, that the Ika Mitzvah, the Lashon Shinum, means that Kriyashma is Beisodo in its fundamental principle is a form of Talmud Torah. And therefore, there's no Shomei HaKa'onah. The Shalom is explaining why there's no Shomei HaKa'onah by Kriyashma, and everybody has to say it itself. As opposed to, example, the Kriyas Megillah, that there is Shomei HaKa'onah on Megillah. If one person reads, he's Motzi everybody else. But by Kriyashma, since it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, no one can learn for you. You have to understand it by yourself, because the mitzvah is Yediyas HaTorah and understanding the Torah. And on that, there's no Shomei HaKa'onah. It's not simply the formal reading of a parsha. And therefore, on that, there's no Shomei HaKa'onah. And we see this also in the Gemara later on Daf Tesvav. Ulamadatem she limud, the Gemara interprets shehe limud chotam, that the Gemara is learning to be, you have to, the diktuk and the mikvah is learned from Ulamadatem limud chotam, which is speaking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you see that there's a relationship, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Kriyashma. And even though by the Rav said, even though that we know that there is Tamat Torah Barabim, for example, Kriyas HaTorah, but that's not based, the Rav said, on the Loch of Shemaya Ka'ina. That's a separate aloha. It's Kriyas HaTorah for the Rabbim. And if the person understands, so Memela he's Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, because the mitzvah of Tamat Torah. For Halaya, the Mikra Din, a cotton could be Oila, except for the Halach of Kovar Atziba, that a cotton could be Ola to the Torah. It's not based on the Locha of Shemaya Ka'ina. The Rav told the Maisa once that with his father, that the once about Koira, who was angry about somebody in the community, and he said afterwards that he had in mind not to be Moitzi that person. And so the Shala was, do they have to read again the Kriyas HaTorah? And Rav Moshe said that they don't have to read again because the Locha is not that it's not based. Kriyas HaTorah is not based on Shemaya Ka'ina. By Tamat Torah, there's no Shemaya Ka'ina. If they understood Memela, they're Yotze. For Hawaii, again, I mentioned that a cotton, if not for the Locha of Kovar Atziba, could be Oiler to the Minyan Shiva. Even though there's no Shemaya by a cotton, it's not Abba Chiyuva. But Memela, if he reads, it's a Chefze Shol Torah, and everybody is Yotze. With this, we also understand the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, his opinion is quoted in the Shagas Aryeh, that the man Yama who holds that Kriyishma is Lav Diyaraisa, we pass on that Kriyishma is Diyaraisa, but according to Shmuel that Kriyishma is not Diyaraisa, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to send Diyaraisa anything at all. It just means that these parshas are not Diyaraisa, but he can be Yotzi with other parshas in the Torah, but he must read parshas of the Torah, and that's included in the mitzvah of Kriyishma.